Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. In Exodus chapter 40, verse 16, it says, "This Moses did, according to all the Lord commanded him. So he did." Once again, I'm thankful God never asks us to do something we cannot do. Some people think he does that, but he doesn't. God knows our capabilities. He knows how he made us, and he will never ask us to do something we can't do. When I hear a young person say, "I just can't do this," and I know they can because it's a matter of choice over just feelings, I know that they're lying. And when we lie, the end result is going to be disastrous in our own life. Satan is the father of lies, and he doesn't care how we get to the point where we lie about things. And most of the time, even if we feel bad about lying to somebody else, we really don't mind lying to ourselves. Well, I can promise you God will never put you in a situation that you can't handle because he's your Heavenly Father and he knows what you can handle. However, there are times we really are in situations that are difficult. Now, they're either situations that God is allowing us to go through or they're situations because of our sin that we've entered into. When I choose to sin or ignore God and I'm in a difficult situation, the answer is confession and repentance. That's the answer for that. It isn't to come to God and blame God for it. It's to come to God and agree with God that the things that I'm doing are wrong, and I confess it, and I get back on my horse and do what I need to do. It's important that we understand the fact that we have personal responsibility in how we act. He didn't ask Moses to split the Red Sea. He asked him to walk towards it, and he would split it. He didn't physically ask Joshua to defeat Jericho. Just walk around it. He didn't ask Noah to figure out how to get the animals out of the forest. Just build a boat. He didn't ask Stephen to change the people's heart. Just deliver the message. You see, God doesn't ask us to do things we can't do. We can do it. We may not like the consequences. Noah got made fun of. Stephen got stoned. Joshua probably got made fun of for this master plan. And Moses, people thought he was nuts. But see, listening to God is something we can do. It may be unpleasant. It may put us in a very difficult situation. But you've got to remember that God will never ask us to do anything we can't do. And I'm so thankful for that. Because then I can accomplish what God put me on this planet to do with no excuses. And so can you. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. I encourage you to check us out on those websites. Goodbye for now.